Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve at 10 in the morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Authorities are working to identify skeletal remains that were found over the weekend at Malvern Lake in eastern Kansas. A park ranger with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers found the remains Friday night at the lake, which is northeast of Emporia. Now let's take a look at the forecast here on a Monday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. High pressure over the western part of the country is going to keep our weather quiet, it looks like, throughout most of the week and possibly into next weekend. The high this afternoon, 86 with a northeast wind. Clear and 59 tonight. Tomorrow's high, 85. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a fair sky, 64 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. Rescues continued through the night in Houston as more people were stranded in Tropical Storm Harvey's unprecedented flooding. ABC's Lana Zack reports from Houston.
America's fourth largest city is in crisis. The 911 system overrun, 56,000 calls in just 15 hours. Many people say they can't even get through. First responders and Good Samaritans are working around the clock, desperately trying to keep up with all the cries for help. And those that are rescued are often left with nothing.
Westar Energy and Great Plains Energy have formally asked the Kansas Corporation Commission to approve a merger between the two utility companies.
The company submitted a filing to the KCC on Friday the 25th, seeking formal approval of a $14 billion merger announced in July. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the merger request comes after the commission earlier this year rejected a proposal to allow Great Plains to buy Westar for $12.2 billion. The commission said the proposed sale price was too high and would leave the combined utility financially weaker than the separate companies. The new transaction would require no cash exchange and no debt for the companies. Great Plains Energy, the parent company of Kansas City Power and Light, is based in Kansas City, Missouri. Westar is the largest utility in Kansas. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police are investigating after shots were fired during a disturbance in a southwest Wichita neighborhood Saturday afternoon.
Officers were called to a residence in the 1700 block of South Sedgwick near Harry and Meridian just after 12 p.m. Wichita Police Sergeant Joe Kennedy says an altercation that started in the residence ended with shots being fired. A victim was taken to a local hospital with possible gunshot wounds. The severity of the victim's wounds are not known at this time. Sergeant Kennedy added that one person is in custody and police are looking for another suspect as investigators will continue to question witnesses that were at the scene. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A central Kansas woman has been sentenced to more than 21 years in prison for the death of her husband. 36-year-old Misty Salem was sentenced Friday for second-degree intentional murder in the March 2016 death of 41-year-old Samuel Salem at the couple's home in Stafford. Police who responded to reports of gunfire found Samuel Salem dead on the living room floor with a gunshot wound. Samuel's death was the first homicide in more than 20 years in Stafford, which has about 1,000 residents.
The search for all of the American sailors missing since their destroyer collided with a tanker ship last week near Singapore has come to an end.
Navy divers recovered the remains of the 8 missing sailors from the flooded sleeping quarters of the USS John S. McCain. Those quarters took a direct hit in last week's collision with an oil tanker. Divers had a difficult time making their way through the mangled debris looking for the remains of the 10 sailors listed as missing after that collision. The remains of two other sailors were recovered late last week. Louis Martinez, ABC News, Washington.
KNSS News Time now, 6:35, Steve and Ted in the morning. A new world Scrabble champion has been crowned thanks to his knowledge of classroom furniture. 27-year-old David Eldar beat his opponent 3-0 in a best-of-5 final, placing the word carols or corrals, a cubicle desk, to score 74 points. C-A-R-R-E-L-S. Carols?
Carols? There you go.
Eldar not only gets bragging rights, but also £7,000, a little over $9,000. competition included players from more than 26 countries. Scrabble.
Mm-hmm. Usually those Scrabble wonks are successful because they know every two-letter word ever.
Yeah.
Like, they put down ig. Oh, of course,
well,
ig.
Oh, you know what that is.
You know, that's a reference to a Mediterranean fly.
It's a plural of egg.
Okay, whatever.
Egg. Yeah, okay.
Look it up, and then you look it up. Okay, mm-hmm. Ig. Oh, well.
I don't know. I've never really played Scrabble. I think maybe once. I don't remember. I'm not a big Scrabble
person. Some people are. Some people just devour that game.
Police in Rhode Island say a drunk driver crashed his car into the vehicle of an officer on a DUI patrol. Smithfield police say the officer was in his car writing a summons early Saturday when another vehicle rear-ended his cruiser, damaging both cars. Police say the driver was charged with driving under the influence, refusal to submit to a chemical test, and other offenses. The officer treated for minor injuries. Well, you can't even be safe from the drunk drivers when you're in DUI patrol. That's terrible. Terrible. Got some comments this morning from KNSS Facebook. Gone with the Wind screening canceled after Cinema Deems movie insensitive. Stacy says the film has been out for almost 70 years. Now it's suddenly too offensive to screen, even though a black actress won a well-deserved award for her role in it.
Well, it doesn't matter. Those statues have been up longer than Gone with the Wind came out,
yeah.
And they have now been deemed offensive. It's pretty much the same thing.
It is. And it's just, I think we're going overboard, Ted. Way overboard on this stuff. History is history. Floyd Mayweather stops Conor McGregor in the 10th round. James says, I'm surprised it went that long. I am too. Very surprised.
Yeah, many people thought it would not go that long.
You've got an undefeated professional boxer. The guy knows how to hit and not get hit. And he's got to be an expert in his field. I'm surprised it went that long. Maybe Mayweather carried him the last 8 or 9 rounds. You never know. I'm just looking at this Harvey situation, isn't it? We've got some folks from the Red Cross here in town are headed down there. Some of them, I think some have already gone. The American Red Cross in disaster.
Trying to provide people help where they can.
They are always there, man. They are great.
Not an easy proposition down there.
And so many volunteer services going. I'm just thinking, you know, if I didn't have a job and I don't know, would I want to do something like that? Would you, Ted, ever, if you didn't have a job and you just had the time, volunteer to go down and help somebody? I'd love to help people somehow.
I always feel that I would probably be in the way
in
something like that. I would certainly contribute to the effort monetarily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll do that. But I always do that. But that is interesting. Did you see? I'm sure.
But the professionals, they know how to go down and they know how to help people. And
Red Cross
and
is very
do
good
what
at this.
They need to do without being in the way.
We salute them. Thank you for doing that. And then there's news over the weekend that Tom Docking had died at the age of 63.
Yeah, I heard that.
Former lieutenant governor and attorney here in town. Of course, Jill Docking's husband. And
of course, yeah.
We've known him and her for a long time.
Yep.
And we knew that Tom had cancer, but this has been going on for a while.
And, of course, a big name in Kansas government for decades and decades, the Docking family.
First governor I can remember as a kid, my dad, you know, he's always going someplace, and he had a collection of road maps that was unreal.
Mm-hmm.
And a Kansas road map had a big picture of George Docking.
Right.
George Docking. Then we had Robert Docking for 4 terms.
Yeah.
So the Docking family, bankers from our Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And all our best to Jill and their family, the Docking family. All right, 6:39 now, Steve and Ted. Time for our commodities update. And we'll be checking with Tom Leffler here in a second.
The Docking, of course, getting elected governor from any place other than northeast Kansas is quite a feat.
And these guys are Democrats.
And the Dockings.
These were Democrats.
Accomplished
in
that
Kansas.
From south central Kansas.
Well, and you know, and I just, Robert Dockings, Bob, the second one, austere, he always talked about austere but adequate government. In other words, he was a conservative Democrat, didn't want to overspend. And that's it. He was a banker.
Yes.
So people, I met Robert Docking a couple of times when he was governor. Very short guy.
Wonder what he would think of the current budget battles.
Yikes.
In which the budget just gets overloaded.
Wade in there and just give him hell, I think.
Probably.
All right, 6:40, Steve and Ted. Time for our commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. For the second straight session, the cattle complex closed positive on Friday and well off the session high. Now, the lean hog futures also traded mixed on Friday but closed on the negative side. Friday's monthly cattle on feed report was a little bit friendlier than expected, with the on feed up 4%, placements up 3%, and marketing's up 4%. Now, we saw last week the October live cattle gain $1.02 for the week. October feeders gained $3.02, and October lean hogs lost $3.05 for the week. On the close Friday, October live cattle 10 cents higher, 106.92. October feeders up 55 cents at 142.95. And October lean hogs down 70 at 63.07. After two-sided trading Friday, only the Chicago wheat futures were able to close positive for the third straight session. December corn made a new contract low, and Friday's Pro Farmer Crop Tour estimate came out showing the corn production of 13.953 billion bushels with a yield of 167.1, a soybean production of 4.331 billion bushels and a yield of 48.5, not a whole lot less than what the USDA numbers were in August. And last week, we saw December KC wheat lose 10 cents, November beans gain 7 cents, and December corn lost 12 cents for the week. At the moment, December KC wheat's down 3 1/4 at 429. December corn's down 3/4 of a penny, 352 3/4, with November beans trading 1/4 penny higher, 944 3/4. October crude oil trading 45 cents lower, 47.42. December gold, $6.30 higher, 1304.20. The September S&P 1 1/4 higher, 24.43 3/4. September dollar index 27 cents lower at 92.40. And September Dow Jones futures down 1 point at 21,808. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, the AP reporting this morning that the smallest U.S. wheat crop since 1919. You're the guy who can tell me about that. What the heck does that mean?
Well, we did have a small wheat crop. Now, I think what they're talking about, the acreage was low.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to see low acreage again this year. And if you look as far as production, the U.S. production was 25% less this year than it was last year. And yet we're trading the price of wheat lower than what we were last year.
Well, and it should be going higher, shouldn't it?
Exactly.
So
now, we do have plentiful supplies, especially in the world. That's not helping us any because there's a lot of cheap wheat around the world.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about American farmers switching over to raising what? Chickpeas?
And lentils.
Lentil. Mm.
Well, that's going to be in certain areas.
Yeah,
we're not
yeah.
going to see that right here. But we've also seen, such as in Oklahoma,
yeah.
they're raising more canola down there.
Okay.
We've seen fields here in Kansas switch over to soybeans and corn where they can. So, yes, we're seeing less and less wheat planted every year.
Well, we can do what you did and just take 140 acres and put it into marijuana like you did, you know?
That was in Colorado.
I was misinformed again.
That's right.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Dana says, come on, he's up today with Tom Leffler. I'm joking about the marijuana, for crying out loud. What shopping carts tell us about our personalities? Who better to tell us about that than Don Grant, CFP the Money Tracker, coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.